Good morning. This is Lila in Lacey, Washington.
Lila, how are you doing?
Good. You sure?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
I learned a lesson yesterday.
Oh, tell me.
My family has been so good on this. And we went to the beach yesterday, as we call it. And we just, I told them, oh, we just have some clam chowder and split it. And we were so miserable last night that I just couldn't believe it. It has to be the milk in that car.
I did that early on with
uh-huh.
My husband had been in the Midwest, and this was about, oh, let's see. It was only 2 weeks after we started, just mid-month, and we started on the 2nd of May, so there wasn't he had ordered pizza twice in two different restaurants, same chain, the two restaurants, and two different areas in the Midwest, and he was raving. He told me on the phone, then he got home and told me about it, and he said, you know, it's so good, there is a sprinkle of cheese on it, and it didn't bother me, and because both times he'd forgotten to have him leave it off, you know, but it was piled high with veggies, and so he couldn't wait to get to the restaurant here, you know, same restaurant, same, and order and have it. So we had another couple with us, and we went in, and they were just starting also. And we ordered them, and they came, and he took one look at it, and I took one look at it, and he goes, this is very way of the waitress out of the family. And he goes, this is not at all that. It's not at all. And he started to jump up, and I said, you can't blame the waitress, because he was really upset. Because they're all four of us in order. And I said, it'll be okay. You know, so I thought, well, I'm just going to eat, you know, so they were individual ones. The way I described it, there were a few flakes of vegetables floating in this mass of white goo. I mean, it was just terrible. And I thought, as I took that first bite, I don't know if I should really do this. Because, you know, I haven't done anything like that. It's only been a couple of weeks. And I did, and within 20 minutes, and I had one of the most violent headaches. Now, there was nothing going on that day in my life that would have caused the headache. And I hadn't been having any headaches. And the only thing it could have been was that dairy. And you know, I was very open-minded. I thought, well, you know, this is going to bother me. Because, like I said, I haven't even had any experiences. But you can't deny the fact when it keeps happening over and over to people. You know, they're not letting it happen for these days.
No.
So, your experience has gone very well. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're taking very well. You know, it might be a different reaction on different things. It could be stomach, it could be hair, it could be things. But our body likes it. It loves a good diet and doesn't like it when people fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. The only way I could powerfully explain it was to give the circumstances and the details around it. I felt, anyway, who else do you have on the phone?
Hello, from Michigan.
Good morning, Clem.
Good morning.
And next?
Good morning,
Charlotte. This is Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, okay.
This is Jeannie from Phoenix.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Morning, everybody.
Our winner is Darlene from California.
Darlene, good morning.
Jar, I don't know if but Dr. Arnold Saya is back in the hospital with another heart attack.
Oh, no.
Saturday morning. I talked to him, and he was in good spirits. They were going to make some, he's had to make some decisions whether to have another stint or pacemaker, yeah.
Okay. Do you know anything about this?
Who's that?
Does the doctor know anything, or does Daria know anything about this, what we're doing?
Oh, yeah, they listen in once in a while.
Pardon?
They do listen in once in a while.
Okay. I want you to know whether they've taken action to what extent on us.
I haven't heard what decision they've come up with. I know they said they had some hard decisions to make. I talked to him.
But what I meant was, have they done very much with the China study as far as applying it, do you know?
They have the books. I know they've been reading them. In fact, they got them before I got mine. And I don't know, you know, he's had a lot of health issues.
Okay.
So I really don't know what they've done or are doing.
Okay. Yeah, well, it can just be a part for the future, even taking action of what's, you know, they feel is necessary now. The reason I was asking that, so we'll definitely keep them in our prayers.
Yeah, we are too.
Thank you for that information.
I'm going to call them later on and see what they had done. Because he was in very good spirits when I talked to him Monday.
Okay, good. Great. Anybody else that would like to identify and say hi? Okay, we had one new experience as you guys were coming in from Lila in Washington. And that was interesting. I was sharing my experience on the same note of going off or having something, just having something that you shouldn't have and the reactions that you should have. I don't know if you can hear a whole bunch of those, but we should hear some positive things that we've had happen. Anybody have a new aha or a new experience?
Well, I spent my my first weekend away from home. I went up to a wedding. Was gone 4 days, and kind of hesitantly got on the scale when I got back, and I held my own. I did not look any big. I really watched what I ate, and came back and about what it was when I left.
Okay, good.
Because usually when I go on the road like that, visiting relatives and friends, it's it was kind of hard to follow any kind of a guideline or program. But I did well.
And were you eating out a fair amount, or were you in homes where...
Well, it was like a wedding that had like a buffet, a large buffet. And I kind of picked and chose what I had. And then visiting family and friends, you know, who wants to feed you. We kind of picked and chose what we ate, and it was without offending anybody. In fact, we had a couple people that was rather interested.
Good. Well, you know, and that's my motto. I don't want to ever offend somebody, especially when I am in their home. When you're in a restaurant, you've got the freedom to, you know, order what you want. But when you're in their home and they're serving you, I believe you need to be polite. There are things that you can have more of and a taste of something, and that normally is not going to be enough to, you know, cause havoc with your body at that point. That's what I've seen. It's, you know, other situations that I may have participated in that created the problem of my own choice. But anybody else, something on their mind?
We haven't been on, but I don't know if it's if it was noted before, because we were gone, that doctor, the CNN doctor, is having a special Saturday and it's called Fed Up, and what's causing all our illness in America. And I'm interested. I think it might be along the lines of eating the meat. I'm going to be tuned in to see what he's going to be reporting.
Okay, this is like the news on CNN?
That's the doctor that reports on CNN.
Oh, okay.
Doctor or something?
Doctor. Yeah. And they are advertising that Saturday.
Yesterday, I also had I read the letters to the editor every day, and normally it's about politics or school boards or something like that. But there's a fellow beat me to the punch. I had a letter already to send in the letter to the editor about, you know, what we eat, what we're putting in our bodies, and this guy beat me to the punch. But he was a lot, he was very blunt about stuffing our fat faces with a bunch of junk, and he was very abrupt and didn't pull any punches. So I don't know who he is, but I'm going to find out who to call him.
Okay, so after the weekend, you can give us a report on that then.
Sure.
On both of them, that would be great. I missed, and I don't want to rehash something that you guys all listened to yesterday, but if Matthew's on or someone else that watched it, I ended up missing what I sent out the message on with Dr. Oz. Oh, dear.
Oh.
Very good.
You missed a wonderful program.
Yes. Okay. Get the topic or a highlight that you want to give me for being so horrible here.
We did talk about it yesterday. He started off by swallowing one of the pills, the camera pills, that was going down. And one of the things, he did some experiments. Somebody else had talked, we talked about it yesterday. Before we go on, I just wanted to mention, yesterday she had on two people who, and I don't know who they were, but they're apparently, I guess, actresses or models or somebody, and they both have a child who has autism. And the first one was on for the longer time, and she found initially by taking her son off of gluten and dairy.
Jason. She yes. mentioned the word.
She basically said Cason.
Oh,
yes. Yes. She saw dramatic changes. But so, go back to Dr. Oz. It was a really great program. Let somebody else talk on. Oprah on Monday had Dr. Oz on. And,
I think the best example for me was when one of the studies they did was they gave people a basket, 11 pounds of full food. And that how their, in 10 days, their cholesterol numbers changed with 25% change. Wasn't that what it was? Something was 25. I took notes. Sure, I mean, I could type in some of my notes.
Yes, it was 25% cholesterol lowering. Yes,
yeah.
Lila. And 10% blood pressure.
Okay. That other notebook someplace else, but I took like 3 pages of notes.
That's all they were allowed to eat was the whole grains and the fruits and veggies.
And we had peanuts in there too.
Mm-hmm. Did you see grains in there, Lila? I didn't see grains.
I didn't see grains. I just saw fruits and vegetables and nuts.
Yeah.
You know, because I had like, you know, since Oprah started eating the blueberries, but you know, she took very bad.
And then
you saw the raspberries and
bananas
for what we're doing.
And they
want
less weight.
Yes.
10 pounds.
And then the other thing he said that I really liked was that to count, you know, some of them were talking about calories, but he was talking about counting nutrients. He didn't say how, but he said we should look at counting nutrients rather than counting calories, what you're putting into your body.
Like the things that you know you need the most. Well, thank you for giving me the update. I have one more question of Nancy, and that is, have you ever seen any place where I would be willing to me to try ordering one of these Down Talk and Sit episodes if you bought something that maybe they allow or they have and
order it.
Yeah, he's gonna be on Discovery Channel too, and sometimes I think you can order those.
Oh.
It's supposed to be Wednesday tonight. It's part of a program that he's doing.
Oh, okay.
I also wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when she does come up for receipts, this wouldn't be one of them.
Right. I saw the evening, you know, I didn't see the daytime one, but I saw the evening one last night, the autism.
Go to Oprah.com, Char, and you know, play around there. There may be a place, I'm sure there's a place. Well, at the very end, she says that they're available.
Oh.
You know, it scans across the screen at the very end, probably on Oprah.com. I'll watch at the end when I get it and see if there's anything more specific, but I would imagine that's where it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, questions. You have not done questions. I apologize. I didn't do the opening statement. If there's anyone new on the line, we're here to answer your questions. First and foremost, if the primary purpose we're here is to help you get started with this and experience, collect the information, and then if you choose, as you become more familiar with it, to put it into action, and it's based on the pilot study put by Dr. Colin Campbell, which is the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. 880 million citizens of China is where it started, and then it spread to having another one done in China, and then they took it to collecting information from around the world on why you should be eating a plant-based diet. And the information is, to me, it's absolutely unbelievable that we have not embraced this before. However, the information has never been compiled in one spot, the way, or in one book, the way it has been with this book being put together. And it brought to light all the many people that have been doing this for not just decades, centuries, but literally thousands of years, how our system is and everything else is put in. So, I'm very excited. Every day is a new excitement with what we're doing and seeing and the results and actually even working with the food. I mean, just absolutely loving every minute of it. And freedom that we have, then we have our health, a new level of health. And you can give this a perfect state to do this from, especially as fulfilling the societal pillar and spreading the word with what we have in our wellness home technology for our business end of it, or just for our caring and sharing part of it, whichever way you want to look at it. If you don't want a new can business, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want a new can business. But anyway, wherever you are in this process, we're here to help you. So any questions? Wow, we've all got all the answers. Oh.
Hey, Shaw.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie from Massachusetts. I think I'm the only Dottie in Houston, don't you think?
I haven't heard any others lately.
I know, really. It's an old-fashioned name. Somebody mentioned something about, I just got on the call. Somebody mentioned something about Discovery Channel. There was something on tonight. What was that?
It's supposed to be the Dr. Oz thing. That's what I understood. It was Beyond Discovery with Dr. Oz. It was on Oprah.
Oh, okay.
It's more, but it's the extensive part of the study that's been.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they're calling it, Beyond Discovery? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, okay. Did anybody see the inside? I mentioned it yesterday.
Is that the same thing as the bodies? Remember that show that went around was called The Bodies?
No.
I wonder if that's the same thing.
No, it isn't. I'm telling you, it is so good. I mean, it goes from birth until death, and it shows the stages that the body goes through and how every, you know, I mean, it actually sees a person going through all these different stages and different times in their lives and what they have to do and, you know, what happens if they don't do it and, it's a wonderful program, and it's going to be repeated on National Geographic on Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Is that a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
trying that one.
I will definitely take it because I fell asleep towards the end of it, and I watched like the part that I really should be paying attention to in my later years here, and it was oh my goodness, you know. So it's a must watch. It really is. So.
Is that on the Discovery Channel, too? I'm not familiar with all this stuff.
Oh, no. National Geographic is a different one. I know here, on cable, it's like 210.
Okay. It's on all of its own, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it has, you know, National Geographic has a lot of... That's the one that had, all about our planet.
Okay, I don't watch much TV at all.
It's just endangered species and like the North Pole. You know, it was just a wonderful program. I mean, things that you would not normally, people could never see because, you know, we have now the equipment to be able to see things like in the rainforest and things like that, you know. So it was really a very good program. But the inside the human body, you have to tape it and if you don't think it's worth it, then get rid of it. But I'm keeping it on. I'm going to keep it as one of my library things.
Well, that sounds very good, and thank you for the updates on this information. You guys are patient with people like me that's not registered with on some
of you know, we're into health, and I'm telling you, when you really pay attention to this, it's when you really see something like that, what the body, what the body is capable of doing, and if we take good care of ourselves, and it actually shows an older person that's been very active and eats well and all that stuff, and how the heart and everything just finally stops, you know. I mean, it shows the parts, the inside parts of what it does, which is fascinating. It's really good. I don't want to tell you too much more about it, but anyways, it's very good.
You know, I keep bringing up this bodies. Every time I mention that, I keep bringing up the bodies, because even though it's different, the bodies was a show, just a traveling type of thing, show whereby it also shows the inside of the body, it shows the skin. I don't know how they got the skin off this person, but skin from head to toe was left from the person, show from conception right on through birth in these little jars what happens. Along the way, it's fascinating, and I don't know how they got this out of people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a fascinating thing, too.
Yeah.
I know. You see the intestines, you can see all of that, and, you know, look down and see everything. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I said I'll make it one day. My husband is all out there.
Yeah. I know, our body is very fascinating, and that's one of the things that we really want to keep. And I don't know, I think it was really rude that sent me the how old, real age thing.
Yeah.
It was a little test thing, and my real age now is 34.7. I'm 63. My real age is 34. Well, by doing that, and my life expectancy was 107.
Wow. You're not disappointing.
So you basically have another 16 years to go.
I do, and I'm ready.
I don't have to get that. Now that puts us right up to what they say the body is supposed to run until, and that's somewhere around 120 years. And I'm not being funny, I'm being serious.
Oh, no,
my husband is taking care of. Again, tell us which channel. I've got two channels, Disney Channel and National Disney Channel.
National Geographic. National Geographic is for the inside the human body.
Sir, can I don't change the subject and go back to the thing on the autism yesterday?
Please.
Jen McCarthy, who has written a book called Louder Than Words, she has this son, Evan. And I think the most powerful statement that she said was when the doctors wouldn't listen to her, that she has her mother's instinct and that Evan is her science.
Yeah.
And she has that statement that Evan is her science. And I think that that's what we find in NECAN, because we may not always have the proof, but we have the pudding, you know? And then the other thing that Holly Robinson keeps saying, was, but the fact how the pediatrician argued with her and even said some things to her because she questioned, you know, the vaccination thing, and how that her son, what she would like to do is, she says, we need to quit being warriors in the we all need to, she's talking about the pediatricians, that everybody needs to lay down their guns and really consider everything.
Because she said right before they were giving him this, she felt within her body, within her being, that this was not supposed to happen. And then right after that, within days, she could see the difference.
Wow.
There's also an encouraging letter from the CDC, not totally denying that there's any involvement. The door is open for them to discover that maybe there is something to it and find a better way to give kids inoculation.
Exactly. It used to be 1 in 3,000 and now it's, 1 in 150, but her Holly statement is that it's now 1 in 94 males.
And that 1 in 3,000 was in 99.
Right.
That's how the numbers are so dramatically fine.
Changing.
When I listened to it, one of the things was, which is our problem all the time, they did qualify that this does work and help with disease control, but we're giving it to everyone, and we're so individual that we have to have more awareness of what the signs are when the child is within the birth to the first pick up as to whether these are the children that will have this adverse reaction to it, not keep the health of, disease control from those that probably wouldn't. At least they're looking into that, and that will be a help, I think.
Right, what they were saying, that nothing is absolute, and it's like everything else, nothing is absolute, nothing is 100%.
Right.
Before giving any drug to anybody, no one knows how it's going to respond to your body.
That's what they were talking about. They said they put these vaccinations out there, one size fits all. Well, everybody's body is different, and I think that's what the woman was trying to say.
It's so good to hear a man watching Oprah. My husband watches also, even when I don't.
I watch doctors.
Oh, I love it. I love him too.
So you guys, I'm just writing like crazy, and you're putting out so much stuff that I missing a couple of falls here, and obviously a couple of TV presentations. So I'm absolutely loving it. If there isn't any other questions, before we end up here, and I'm going to get out a little bit early. I made some notes on putting
I can't hear it, Char.
I'm sorry, and I probably just start for it. Is that better?
Yes.
Looking through my notes, trying to find where I wrote on the top of the page so I would not forget. I guess I skipped the script. I've got to go back and find it because I made some notes on little tips that I thought would be helpful in the things that we're doing with the food. Boy, my goodness, covering tons of pages here without realizing I'm going through so much. Oh, let's see. Okay, actually what I did was going forward and put it on a page where I thought I would be. That was bright. Instead of having the back. Okay, one thing you can do with the food when you're making some of these basic dishes, like I did a roasted vegetable, just pan roasted vegetables with rice in it the other day. And I'm looking at it, I'm looking through a couple of new things that have come across my desk. That full main dish we had as the main part of the starch and a veggie mix, and then a big salad, and usually I have a side vegetable that's been steamed also to make up my meal. So we've got the entree that covers our starch, at least
it's got starch in it, you know, bulk of starch, amount of starch, which could be rice, or it could be potatoes, or other grains, whatever. And then the next time you want to serve that, you can do it in a wrap and put that same main dish. Mine have, as I said, rice and roasted vegetables. There were about 3 roasted and roasted vegetables. And the next time, I put it in a wrap, and I put salsa with it. And it tasted totally like a, you know, a different dish. And to be, you know, a night or two in between. And then the third way that I did the same dish, we really liked this one, guys. So I was trying to work to make it easy to create alternatives with that same base. The third time that I served it, I heated that, warmed that same dish up, and then put it on a mixed green, just like I'd make my salad, and served it over the top of that. And Jeannie actually gave me the idea for doing that, because I remember her talking about how good it was. And I don't even know what Jeannie, whether you warmed it up when you did that or just served your dish. I think you did that down to, when you were down to State Fair, or maybe going left. And if you're still
I think we just had it right out of the fridge.
Okay.
But you can heat it up, too, because it wilts the greens that way. It's really good.
Right. And especially if we're going into cooler weather, I was looking for things that I could do warm and still have my big salad. And so take whatever amount, whether you just want greens or whether you want to do greens. We happen to have greens and a number of peppers, and you can throw some cucumbers in so you've got some texture. We got some of those wonderful lemon cucumbers. Throw them in. And so you start with the same basic dish. You cut your prep time. You've only made that once. You've made it, you know, double or triple batch of it, however fast you go through it. And you've figured out 3 different ways of serving it to make it not look like you're serving the same leftover food again. And it takes just a very short period of time. I like to make the wrap warm. And, of course, I was using a whole grain. I think it was a whole grain sprouted tortilla. And so, you know, to me, that was just a really big aha. I need to make bigger batches of what I'm doing, cut down on my prep and cook time, and what's going to be heated anyway or go through a cooking process. As long as you don't overcook it the first time, you're going to have it in the same condition at the very beginning. So that was a good one for me. And another little one, and then you guys can give me your thoughts back on all of this. Another little one is... if you're going to use a nut butter, I have gotten to the point where I really like the texture better of, well, some of the breads are heavy enough that they come that way to begin with, the very, very heavy, hearty, whole grain sprouted bread. Some of the sprouted breads are very lightweight, too. But I don't really like them when they're really fresh because they kind of, they're too soft and sometimes they pack together, and to me they've lost their appeal. That's really strange, but I know. So I'll go for day-old bread here, I guess I'd like to say. But anyway, spread it with whatever you want to put on top of it, or you can eat it dry. You know, I've done enough of that lately, too. But spread it with whatever you want to put on it, and then put it in your toaster oven. And you will use much less of the nut butter, or if you're using... I'm just going to say whatever you're using, okay? I don't even want to go there right now because we've got way back on the oil or buttery type of topping and got way down on the amount of nut butter. And so I got Denny doing that yesterday. I said, honey, I found a way. Spread it on the cold bread. It doesn't instantly soak in and saturate the bread that way. And then put it in your toaster oven. Feedback or what came to mind in what you guys are doing.
What kind of veggies are you putting in with the rice, Chair?
This one, let me rush this. I think it's accurate.
Okay. This is Lisa. I'll tell you some of the things I'm putting in with my rice. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I put in corn. I put in beans. I don't always do all these at the same time. I put in cabbage. Not too much, but the cabbage really makes it sweeten up sometimes. And so sometimes I don't want it sweet, and sometimes I need it a little sweeter, and so I'll just put some cabbage, and I have cabbage in the garden right now. I put in the kale. I clip it down with the scissors until it's really tiny and put it in there, and so nobody even knows they're eating such healthy foods. I put almost anything in it. Oh, I always put onion in it. I always put garlic in it.
And you put it all together with the rice?
Yes. And the portobello mushrooms, that makes it the best of all. And the other day, I cleaned the refrigerator, and I found this Jack's boyfriend kind of put it in it, and he had put some garlic and onion stuff in it, and then I put that in it. So good. It's pesto.
Mm-hmm.
But it had added a few things to it, so I had this traditional basil pesto and put that in there, and that was really, that made it very tasty. But I think the chopping up the portobello mushrooms and putting it in with it makes it really good if you add. So basically, I always have the rice and the onion and the garlic and the mushrooms. But then I add different vegetables, and then sometimes fresh vegetables on top of that when it comes out. And then I do all those different things like Char said.
Don't you always have beans?
No.
Oh.
Sometimes I have beans, and sometimes I don't.
Do you put the stovetop, like the rice, you cook that stovetop first?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you the process. Ruth, that is almost identical. What intrigued me when I was reading this recipe was it gave a step-by-step process. So if you guys want to just take some quick notes, because this is really simple. Don't make it complicated, okay? It looked good. This was in a cooking light cookbook. It wasn't even anything that was, you know, one of the newer books I had picked up. I don't even know why I got into it. But anyway, it was called Roasted Vegetables and Rice. And one of the principles I used in this is what I picked up off of Dr. Oz, and this is one of them I forgot to mention, is if you're still choosing, and I use a little bit of oil occasionally. I use that way back on the oil. But if you're using a little bit of oil, this is the way they did it. They're talking about like 1 to 2 of oil. And you toss your vegetables. You never put the oil in the bottom of the pan. You have your chopped up vegetables. You put them in a bowl instead of leaving them on a counter or a mat. You put them in a bowl, and when you're ready to put them in the pan, you drip the oil, like 1 teaspoon of oil, over it and just throw them around. And that's not hard. So your vegetables are coated. You're not putting vegetables into oil. The oil is in the vegetables. And it makes all the difference in the world in the distribution and also the flavor. So what they did, they started out with 1 teaspoon of oil, and you put that over your vegetables, and they happened to put it over onions, bell pepper chopped, red bell pepper chopped, 1 cup, and 1 cup of green pepper, bell pepper chopped. And so they did that, those three together with the oil, and they put it in the hot pan for 3 minutes, and you do not stir. Do not move. And that's what intrigued me. You didn't let it, you didn't move it around at all. Then you stir it, and you cook it for 1 more minute, stirring it constantly. So you've got 4 minutes involved there. You can count it, because there's 14 minutes in cook time is what they've got, and 20 minutes in stopping. So you've got, you know, under about a half hour. So, okay, after they've done that, they toss that into a bowl, and then they take a half a teaspoon and they toss it with the zucchini and the squash. And the zucchini, they happen to use 2 cups of zucchini and 1 1/4 cups of yellow summer squash. So 2 cups of zucchini and 1 1/4 cups of yellow squash. It's 1 teaspoon. Now, they did exactly the same thing. They cooked it for 3 minutes. Do not stir in your fry pan. And then cook it for 1 more minute, stirring constantly. And this is the roasting process that they're using on these. And I just thought it was absolutely great, simple, laid out, and easy to follow. And then they took another, they moved back to the same
you know, to the same bowl that the other was in that you had. So you start with a pretty good sized bowl, especially if you double it. And they took another half teaspoon of oil and put that over 3 cups of mushrooms with, let's see, that's when the garlic was added, I believe. Yes, garlic, they used 3 cloves of minced garlic, okay? So 3 cups of mushrooms, 3 cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon of oil, toss it, throw it into the pan, do exactly the same thing I said, and I'll repeat it one more time. 3 minutes cook, do not stir. 1 minute cook, stirring constantly. No lid, this is open. Okay,
yes? Sure.
Pardon?
At medium heat when you're doing that?
Yes, on our pans, medium heat, yeah. Somewhere, you know, depends on your range. My range, I have to turn it up a little higher. It's like medium high to get this accomplished because I've got a glass top, which I just like them in, so I won't go there. So then that goes into, let's see, then you can leave that in the pan, and then you stir in your cooked rice, which amounted to 3 cups of brown rice, your choice. Or a spoon of dried oregano. So they've got oregano, and the amounts aren't critical. You guys do it to your taste. You've already got garlic in there. You can add oregano, pepper, salt. I added fresh basil, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh basil, approximately is what I added. And this was a regular dough, regular normal recipe, and they called for crumbled feta cheese at that point, which did not go in. And that was the base that I had done 3 different recipes from, with the wrap and over the salad green, and we absolutely loved it. And I've given out several samples. But what I loved was the process of one, adding a tiny bit of oil to the vegetables, and then that. Put the timer. I got a minute timer. All I did was hit the pan with the veggies. The 3 minute timer and walk back over and then toss it and get it for a minute. And if you want to get, you know, really fast, have two timers, one set for 3 minutes, one set for 1 minute, and you just go back and forth between the times. I didn't. But, you know, and it is easy, and a big batch of that in the refrigerator. Oh my gosh.
John, could you send that out?
Yes, I read it carefully for you guys. You can go back and listen to the recording and see this recording it, because I have a house guest and I'm not going to be taking time to do that right now. If anybody else wants to type it and send it to me, I'll be glad to broadcast it. But I've got so many of these things that I'm doing right now. I just love it. But one thing is, it doesn't have to be exact. The thing that is time-saving for me to get down pat on the systems of the processing, like I'm saying, oil your vegetables lightly if you're using a tiny amount of oil. And if you're using a lot of oil, cut that, guys. And and you can do them steamed, but these came out roasted so nice. They were almost like they were grilled on an open grill. And I love the flavor of that. And by not stirring them and mushing them around on all sides, you've got that done. And then that last 1 minute, 3 minutes of not stirring, and then 1 minute of tossing them in the pan, you know, to get all sides in your pan pretty hot by then.
John, what are we doing the recording?
Oh, I think Steve is still recording this on lifestylesupport.org.
Thank you.
I believe.
Last part of that, Sharna, you said you mix the vegetables in with the rice.
Oh, you leave what's in the pan then, and then add the rest of the rice, and then add the rest of the vegetables. The reason I would add the rice before you dump your pan, you know, twice, into a big bowl, when you started cooking, you know, your 3 separate batches, and especially in our pan, our pie pan is not that huge, so we've got to do that anyway. You can't get it huge and get that roasted flavor. You get more of a steamed flavor when you leave them all in the pan together. And so by dumping your pan after the different sections, so I dumped my pan twice the last batch that I left in there. And it doesn't matter what order you do your batches in, really. But the last batch I left in there, I added the cold rice because the rice is cooled off unless you happen to have it hot right at the time. And in another, in your other saucepan, you can steam your rice in your other saucepan. But if your timing isn't exact like mine never is, then the rice cooks gives it a chance to heat up, and then your vegetables are still going to be hot from setting in the bowl because you've only, you know, been at this about maybe 6 minutes altogether, and 6 to 9 minutes or so. And so anyway, then throw the rest of the vegetables back in. Does that make sense? Am I coming across clear, guys?
You put 3 cups of brown rice cooked, so you cook the rice separately. How much rice did you start with initially? Was it
so
1.5?
Would be half that amount. Rice normally doubles, yeah.
Okay.
And again, it's not a critical amount,
right.
You know, and be flexible. I said to Denny after I had done this, I said, you know, I've got freedom in cooking. I really don't have to follow any of this stuff, but I like pulling the ideas together, and that's what I want to give you guys. I want you to get to the point where you can come close to any of these, and it's going to taste just as wonderful. And some of this has been the last 2 chefs. Or anything. We have to have a guide to start with. I realize that. What? Yes.
On the oil, did you use extra virgin or olive? Or what kind of oil did you use?
Actually, I was probably using grapeseed oil. But again, what's best for you guys is to test and see what your body likes best.
Okay.
Extra virgin or grapeseed or whatever.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, finally all, it's starting to come together what we're trying to do here for me anyways, because I definitely want to go this way. Now, the starches, I know one of the calls that I was on, they were saying, main meal, I guess, instead of using meat, it's the starches are your main meat, I guess.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, you mentioned rice, potatoes. Now, pasta wasn't mentioned. Is pasta
whole grain? Just watch it because it's harder to find. Your rice, you know, you've got brown rice. Your potatoes, you know that's a starch. Even your corn is a starch. But the corn, I wouldn't rely on it nearly as heavily as I do the brown rice, the potatoes. The pasta, if you get a good whole grain pasta.
Bearuta is a brand that makes whole wheat pasta.
Okay. There's another one, Hodkins.
Even we have a Giant Eagle grocery chain here. They have their own brand that's 100% whole wheat.
Yeah, that's what you want to see on the ingredient. Like Nancy's saying, you want to see it read 100% whole wheat. Now, some of the vegetable pastas are whole wheat and vegetable.
Like spinach pasta,
it's whole grain and some of it is not. So, but there's a number of different brands out there now. And don't read what it says on the front of the label. Do not read what it says on the front of the label, only under ingredients. If there's lots of lies on the front of the package. It can say whole wheat on the front, not be whole wheat under the ingredients. So do not read the front of the container, the back only. So yeah, whatever you're looking at, that one at Hodgson, H-O-D-E-S-O-N, and I'm going to turn the round again to make sure I'm not remembering it wrong, but I believe this is one, and this is even at Walmart, guys. Let's see, let me just look. Yep,
so 100%
serum whole wheat flour, only ingredient in it.
Have you used the rice?
Yes, I have used the rice cooker. Why?
How does that turn out? I just went.
It turns out wonderful. The only question I've got is the rice cooker, and I'm in the process of researching that one too. A lot of them have a nonstick coating. Now, I know that the biggest problem with the nonstick is in the oils and the frying and the hot heat, and I know you're steaming in that, so I haven't got a technical answer on that yet, guys, so I didn't want to really even go there. I'm sorry.
Sure. Isn't it also that we need to worry about the aluminum in a lot of those rice cookers? We've got to be so careful.
Right. Yes, that's another issue. So, you know, and you're going to have to look at your rice cooker. I don't know whether there's a stainless steel one on the market. If anybody finds one, please let me know.
Sarah, I'm just looking at the label of the spinach pasta that I got, and it's niacin, ferrosis lactate, thiamin, monotate, and retrovirin, and folic acid.
What was the very first that you started with?
Durum wheat semolina.
Okay, the word whole is not in there, so it's a no.
Okay.
Whole wheat is not in there. It's both words, whole and wheat.
It has to have whole wheat in order to be...
See, whole wheat. Otherwise, it's not a whole grain. See, that's why they've got the listing breakdown behind it. Because they've broken it apart and they've added it back in, those other things back in to try and make it look better.
Sure. Can I read mine?
Yes.
Ingredients, it starts out with organic sprouted whole grain wheat, organic sprouted whole grain barley, organic sprouted whole grain millet, organic sprouted whole lentils, organic sprouted whole soybeans, organic and sprouted whole grain stelts.
That is...
We should have known.
Hey, I'm finding a lot of their products, and I just love it. It's got the whole, and everything it puts in.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't just say that's just me.
That is.
I love it. It's actually low glycemic and diabetic friendly.
I ordered some of that yesterday, Monty, on my 18-wheeler delivery truck coming through on Thursday. So, yes, their brand. And anytime, guys, and this is one last click, and we're way past. I am so sorry. Anytime it's sprouted, you also increase the nutritional value in what you're doing. And so... I also ordered me a sprouter. I just thought, okay, I've been using these jars. I'm going to get a sprouter for $20. I'm going to get me a sprouter that's supposed to serve 1 to 3 people. And I am going to go back and start experimenting. We're going into the winter months. We're not going to have everything so fresh. Just a variety that I've got in my garden right now, so I'm already thinking about it. And sprouting is just as simple as any of the rest. Don't have to do it. You can do convenience. Don't have to cook from dried beans. You can get canned green beans that are healthy also, that don't have as many additives. But then when I do it myself, I really know what I've got. So it depends on the time frame you're working in, the restraints, and all the other activities in your life. I'm not saying you have to go to the extent that we're doing or we're talking about on the call. Pick up wherever you are and begin and just gradually do some modifications in the time frame that you've got to work with it. That's all. And you'll
does your truck have a catalog?
Fine.
Does your truck have a catalog?
It does, but it only goes into 11 states, and it's across the northern states. I know it doesn't go as far as Ohio. The website is Adure Standard, A-D-U-R-E, and then Standard, S-T-A-N, ard.com. So you can see if you're in the area. You either have to tag into somebody that's already ordering and they can give you that information. There's no shipping on it. Or you can combine in your own area people that would like to order. Ours is a delivery every other week. Every other Thursday they deliver by Tuesday at 4 o'clock. The order has to be in. So it's pretty simple. The catalog is very well marked. Everything that's organic in there is highlighted. And you can, the first time through, it took me a while. But it's all on the internet, and you can take through their virtual catalog if you want to find the whole food, the whole grain. But not everything is vegan, of course, that nasty word.
Did you go far here, Sean?
Pardon?
Did you say they come this far?
No, they don't come in. They don't go into Ohio.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet. A call might help them, or an email might help them get there faster. They're a 30-year-old company, and I've had wonderful customer service from them. So just another click, another website for you, so if you're in that area. And you might tag into somebody and meet some new people that have some of the same interests you do, guys. So use it as a prospecting tool. If you're in the area, we need to go. This is almost run for an hour. I apologize for the time violation here for any of you, but you couldn't hurry up. So this and making it the success, and we are getting the word out one by one, and two by two, and I think it was about 20 by 20 this morning. So. Just keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon. Mary Lou will be on tomorrow, and she has got a ton of information all the time, as does Auntie on Friday also, so don't miss any of the calls if you have the time to do them, please.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bye. Did anybody pick up, did anybody copy that website you just mentioned?
Anything you are a standard.com.
Oh, standard. STANDED?
CARD.
Standard.
Standard.
ARD. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. All right. I've got to.
Standard.
All right, standard. Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Yep, everybody. Yep.
Bye.